Hi, this goes to Caitlin, K-A-T-E-L-Y-N, Geitman, G-E-I-T-M-A-N, P-A-C, fax 989-775-1640, regarding Linda, middle initial P like Paul, Brown, date of birth August 13th of 1947. Dear Ms. Geitman, this is a face-to-face follow-up visit for Mrs. Brown with stage 3 to 4 chronic kidney disease, bilaterally small kidneys, diabetic nephropathy, and hypertension. Her last visit was November 15th of 2020. Her weight is stable. She's been feeling well, and she has had 3 of the messenger RNA COVID-19 vaccinations. Also recent shingles vaccine, pneumonia vaccine, last year influenza vaccine. So she's up to date on her vaccinations at this point. No hospitalizations or procedures since her last visit. No symptoms of chronic kidney disease. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. No chest pain, palpitations, or dyspnea. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. No edema. Medications. Medication list is reviewed and is unchanged from her previous visit. I do note that she is on metformin, 1,000 milligram, one in the morning and one in the evening. It is generally recommended that we hold metformin when the estimated GFR is less than 30 due to the possibility of lactic acidosis. Of course, the metformin itself does not harm the kidneys, but lactic acidosis can be serious if it does occur. So that would be something you would need to talk to the patient about if you decide you want to stop the metformin at this time. Physical examination, weight 132 pounds, pulse 82, oxygen saturation 95% on room air, blood pressure left arm setting, large adult cuff is 138 over 70. Neck is supple, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruise. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, flat, non-tender, no enlarged liver or spleen. No edema or ulcerations in the lower extremities. Labs, most recent lab studies were done May 19th of 2022. Creatinine is 1.7. Estimated GFR is 29. It had been 28. Previously, and then 32. So she does fluctuate right in the high 20 and low 30 estimated GFR. So she's kind of borderline for the metformin, but we need to watch that carefully. Her albumin is 4.5, calcium 9.3, electrolytes are normal, phosphorus 4.3, hemoglobin 10.7, with normal white count, normal platelets, and normal differential. Assessment and plan, stage 3 to 4 chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels and no progression, hypertension currently at goal, diabetic nephropathy, and bilaterally small kidneys. We'll continue to check the patient's labs every 1 to 3 months. She'll follow a low-salt diabetic diet. She'll avoid oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for pain. She'll be rechecked by this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.